Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Break out those sweaters. Cool and chilly nights are featured this week. Yay, huh?
Yes, I'm very happy to be wearing a hoodie right now.
I was speaking to a person today who happened to have been in Iowa, and I was saying, "Do you know what she was?" And I was saying, "Well, how cold is it up in Iowa today?" And she said, "It's around 1 degrees, something like that." I said, "Well, let me just tell you what I was doing yesterday. I was cutting my grass, and it was about 75 degrees here in Pensacola." And she's going, "I know why they want to move to Florida now."
I can't imagine it being that cold here. And I can't even imagine what it was like for that woman, because it is. It's even as a Floridian, I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. Mid-70s in February?
This is wonderful. This is absolutely dreamy Florida weather. These breezy days will make the feel-like temps seem a little bit colder. Cold blasts will plummet the temperatures throughout the work week here at nighttime. So not going to be brutal. It won't be so bad. It'll be in the upper 30s. I don't think it's going to hit the freezing mark this week, but it will be definitely chilly, something to take care of. Austin's going to be digging into the official forecast here in just a few minutes. Let me look over here at the floor of the flight board over at Pensacola International real quick, checking it out for you. Not so pretty, not so nasty, but it is have some questionable flights on here. But nothing major. If you're coming out to the airport expecting to pick somebody up, coming up out of Miami on American 3762, well, that plane is scheduled to touch down at 4:37. That won't happen until about 5:15, about a half an hour late on that flight. But then the only other flight of real concern coming up out of Tampa, Silver Flight 80, 6:10 touchdown time, now delayed until about 8:40. So that's about a 2.5 hour wait on that. Other than that, well, hold on a second. This one just popped up. Silver Flight 60 out of Orlando, 7:10 touchdown, now delayed until 8:20. And there's an American flight, American 5429, coming out of Charlotte, touchdown 7:52, now delayed until about 11 o'clock tonight. As we always, oh, this one just popped up, unbelievable. Also, another flight coming up out of Charlotte. They must be renewing the board or something.
They're like, Chris is live, come on.
Refreshing it or something. But a Charlotte, American flight 5617, touchdown 9:11, now not in town until about an hour, 10:10. So there you go. I always say check with the airlines first before heading out to the airport and find out what the real story is on those flights. And now here comes the weather.
yeah.
Here comes the weather.
With about a minute until 4:15. Yeah, I'll go ahead and get us into our weather here because it is kind of lengthy, and luckily the roads are not. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. They are open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. All right, looking at the weather, since we'll start with that, it's around 58 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 42 this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 62 and a low of 49, but late on Tuesday night, we're going to see a ramp up of rain chances, so it may be wet tomorrow evening. As for the roads, very happy to say that there's not too much going on here. We do have some backups in our usual areas on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, for example. But the only major spot you have to worry about right now is Highway 87. If you're traveling northbound coming from Navarre Parkway, there was an accident reported in that area that is causing congestion over there at this time.
Can you just think back about 5 months ago or 6 months ago or so, how quiet it was in Washington? You know, Joe was in the basement. He couldn't be found for 100 days or more.
Sleepy Joe was sleepy.
He was somebody around. Washington's booming now, let me tell you. All the news networks are having to increase their staffs just to cover the White House because things are just popping. Here's something for your consideration. Federal judge is allowing DOGE to continue with its cost-cutting efforts. Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington.
For now, government trimming efforts within 7 federal agencies can continue, and that is just in the scope of this one case that we're talking about here. U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan today, in a rare holiday hearing, declined to issue an order that would halt DOGE's access to federal data and making personnel cuts. The lawsuit requesting a 14-day pause on that came from 14 state attorneys general. Judge Chutkan stated today that she will issue a ruling on their request for a temporary restraining order within 24 hours, but again, no action as of now. She also expressed some skepticism on the state's arguments, noting to meet the threshold of imminent harm on this would mean proving that something major would happen right away that can't be undone.
And just a couple minutes ago, I said a lot's going on with weather. Well, that is the case on a national scale. Intense flooding over the weekend being blamed for at least 13 deaths. The storm system triggered more than 1,000 rescues and widespread road closures across parts of the southeast. The governor of Kentucky, for example, gave an update today saying that the death toll had risen to 11 in his state. Another death was reported in Georgia, and one person died in West Virginia. Elsewhere, tornado outbreaks were confirmed in Mississippi and Alabama.
Okay, 425 this afternoon, I will have an update. And thanks for that's a great lead-in because we'll have an update on that Tennessee flooding. You didn't touch on Tennessee there, but Kentucky and all, but Tennessee had a whole lot of heavy rainfall to talk about. At 425 this afternoon, we'll take you and give you an update. Jonathan Siri is in Reeves, Tennessee this afternoon, and we will be checking in with him and seeing how that's all playing out. Boy, something terribly wrong up in Toronto. This afternoon, a plane bound for Toronto flipped upside down on the tarmac. The plane was coming from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Eric Sean has the details.
It is a Delta flight that took off from Minneapolis MSP Airport earlier today and landed about 2:13 or so in Toronto Pearson International Airport when it suddenly flipped over on its back, ending belly up. Thankfully, there were no deaths. There are 8 injuries reported. Officials and paramedics on the scene say of those injuries, one person is in critical condition. The rest are mild to moderate injuries. It is a Canadair regional jet that is operated by Delta Connection and Endeavor Airlines, basically with no connection, the same type of jet that was involved in that horrible midair collision that we saw at Reagan National Airport just a few weeks ago.
I also want to let you know that with it being just about 4:18, in about 10 minutes or so, we got a pair of tickets that we're giving away. And Chris, we're going to be giving these away all throughout the week to the Gulf Coast Renaissance Fair. That's going to be on February 22nd and 23rd, also on March 1st and 2nd at Five Flags Speedway. I'm scrambling over here to think of a simple prompt to give people for when we give those out.
Okay. Here's more on Doge this afternoon. Getting a lot of ink today. The IRS is granting Doge access to private taxpayer info. Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn has the latest from the White House.
The White House continues to insist that anyone accessing classified, sensitive, or private information has the appropriate clearance and approval to do so. And a White House official also says that direct access to what's called the Integrated Data Retrieval System, which includes visual access to taxpayer accounts, is needed for Doge to audit the IRS. This information is something that people at the IRS already have access to because it is a part of their job. So those who are protesting Doge access are really mad that federal employees working on behalf of Doge are getting a look under the hood.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some more state headlines for you, along with those Renaissance Fair tickets. That and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You leave paradise and put up a fucking lie.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I'm loving this Monday afternoon. I hope you are as well. The weather's been just absolutely spectacular today. No complaints on my part. Austin's in a good mood. Got dogs in the studio over here. This one, yeah. It doesn't get better than this. It really doesn't.
This is a sanctuary.
Especially when
like.
You're a dog lover like myself. Bring them on.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
Everyone bring your dogs by.
Okay, 423, News Radio 92.3. Listen, heavy rainfall bringing major flooding to the Tennessee area. I don't want to hear this, and I know you don't either, but you need to know what's going on. Jonathan Siri has more from Reeves, Tennessee.
Many of these residents out here are without power. Many of these homes are completely surrounded by water, and even those where the water has not entered the actual structure, there is no electricity, and with freezing temperatures this week, authorities warn it will be uncomfortable and unsafe if you stay behind. President Trump has approved an emergency declaration for the neighboring state of Kentucky, where the storm has killed at least 11 people, including a 7-year-old girl riding in a vehicle that was swept off a roadway by floodwaters Saturday night. Now that state officials are anticipating very cold weather and snow this week, they say that driving conditions will become even more treacherous on already hazardous roads.
Alrighty. Yeah, did you see the water in Reeves? We're looking at B-roll right now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you had shown me that they were...
This is it. This is where they just did the report. We're watching Fox B-roll. And
yeah.
It is flooding like crazy in Tennessee. If you've got family in Tennessee, you better call them. Check on those people. Make sure they're okay.
Yeah, no, I had looked at that, and then it wasn't until I did a double take I saw all the water back there. My goodness. 425 here.
Will it ever end?
No. Unfortunately, it will not. Speaking of weather, though, we'll get into our traffic and weather update here for you. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. We had an accident on Highway 87 traveling northbound from Navarre Parkway, but it is seemingly clearing up. As for the weather in this area, we're sitting at around 58 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow on Tuesday, going to be a high of 62 with a rainy evening, low of 49.
Niceville was the hot spot in the state of Florida today.
How's that?
Well, because Governor DeSantis, the Florida cabinet, they're over there at Northwest Florida State College discussing critical statewide issues right here in Northwest Florida today. This is pretty interesting. Meeting started about 2 o'clock, and I believe they're still in that meeting as we speak. Some of the key state officials in the meeting, Attorney General, let me back that up. The new.
Yes.
Replacing Pam Bondi, Attorney General James Unthmeyer. He's over there. Also, CFO Jimmy Patronis, in probably one of his last appearances in that role before he takes over the Mets. Well, I guess they have to do no, he's not there yet because he has to do the elections coming up.
Right.
In April. So he's still in place as CFO. And then Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson, they're all there in Niceville having a pretty darn good afternoon. We'll have a wrap-up on that meeting for you as the afternoon progresses.
And President Trump promoting a poll that shows Florida Republican Byron Donalds ahead in a hypothetical race for governor in the Sunshine State. Trump posted about the poll on Truth Social. It comes as Donalds has reportedly told donors that he plans on running for Florida governor. Donalds endorsed Trump over current Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the 2024 presidential primary.
Okay, 428. Let's go ahead and do your TMZ breaking news minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ minute. Wendy Williams enjoyed a glamorous day out in Miami, stepping out of assisted living for a mall trip and a fresh blonde makeover. The former talk show host looked radiant at Aventura Mall, shopping for jewelry and getting a makeover. A judge gave Wendy the green light for her trip to celebrate her dad's 94th birthday. Patrick Schwarzenegger followed in his father Arnold's footsteps, going nude for the White Lotus Season 3 premiere. His character, Saxon Ratcliffe, shocked viewers with a bold, not-safe-for-work scene at a Thai resort. Arnold approved, joking on Instagram, quote, "The apple doesn't fall far from the tree." Tom Hanks revived his MAGA hat-wearing character, Doug, for SNL's 50th anniversary special, but not everyone was laughing. Trump supporters slammed it as an out-of-touch stereotype. I'm Wild Young, and that was the TMZ Minute.
That must have been something if it ticked off Trump.
Well, Trump supporters, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
yeah. They're saying, you know what? Not cool.
All right. Listen, hey, 41-year-old Gregory Simmons of Pensacola facing multiple felony charges after allegedly pointing a firearm, and he shouldn't have done this one, at a member of a motorcycle club and then tossing an explosive device. He was asking for some trouble here. The Okaloosa Sheriff's Office arrested Simmons on multiple charges. Members of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives responded and found 4 M-type explosive devices. Simmons is currently being held in the Okaloosa County Jail, probably feeling much better there than he would on the streets against the motorcycle club.
I would assume so.
That's the way that would roll out.
They did him a favor.
Yes, they did.
Mentioned this before the break. We got a pair of tickets to the Renaissance Fair. It's on February 22nd and 23rd and March 1st and 2nd at Five Flags Speedway. First person to text in at 850-437-1620. Again, text in 850-437-1620. Tell me what you like about Ren Fairs. I think I had done that prompt before. What would you like to do at a Ren Fair? I know that there's a lot of chainmail wearing, I think. There's a lot of like old-fashioned stuff and the food there. So what would you like to partake in at a Ren Fair? Text in once again. That's 850-437-1620. First person to do that gets those tickets.
You know, they used to do this Renaissance Fair type thing over on 17th by the Graffiti Bridge. There's a little park there. If you're heading south on 17th, just before you get to the Cervantes Bridge or the trestle,
right,
the Graffiti trestle, the park's off to your right. That's where it used to be. Now they move this. Is it the fairgrounds? Is that where this is?
Five Flag Speedway.
Okay, Five Flag Speedway. More room because it used to be just packed out. May I tell you what I like about those type of things?
What's that?
I like the costumes. The costumes are absolutely amazing. Renaissance costumes.
Right.
I'm sure glad I didn't have to wear them, especially if I had to put on all that armor. But if you looked at the women's dress, they probably got about four or five layers underneath that initial dress.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, anyway. Good luck at dialing. As I always say, play wisely. Wisely. Good luck to you.
News. I'm Kevin Uretsky. A Delta plane from Minneapolis has crash landed this afternoon in Toronto. Fox's Gernal Scott reports.
The plane flipped upside down after touching down at Toronto Pearson International Airport. A post on X from airport officials said all the passengers are accounted for.
At least 15 reportedly injured. Authorities say three in critical condition. The Canadian government will investigate the cause. A catastrophic flooding event has unfolded in Tennessee, leading to levee failure and high water rescues. Fox's Jonathan Seri.
Here in Reeves, Tennessee, most residents evacuated their homes over the weekend, but first responders have been going out in boats to encourage the rest to leave. They say without electricity and with plunging temperatures, it's too dangerous to stay behind.
Flooding from the same storm has killed at least 11 people in Kentucky. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Crypto fraud revenue is estimated to have hit record levels last year during a surge in romance scams. Blockchain research from Chainalysis says cyber criminals leveraged artificial intelligence and became more organized last year. In a report, the firm says that crypto wallets linked to scams received $9.9 billion in cryptocurrency last year. It predicts 2024's figure to grow to a record $12.4 billion as Chainalysis identifies more scam wallets. Joann, the fabrics and crafts retailer, is closing more than half of its 800 stores in the coming months as it continues to navigate the bankruptcy process. Approximately 500 stores across the U.S. are closing. Although the company's statement did not provide a specific list of locations, court filings reveal stores are closing in all 50 states. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
If you
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. In Adam Silver's NBA, the regular season has become irrelevant, and no league constantly spits in their fans' faces like the NBA does. So if the players barely care about the regular season, why should anyone expect them to give a crap about the All-Star game? Yes, the new format was a joke. Yes, LeBron bailing last second was a joke. And yes, the players' lack of effort was a joke. I understand the outrage, but no one should be surprised by this pathetic weekend because it's on brand for Adam Silver's NBA. I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. As you know, when I let it play a few minutes,
it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Absolutely. I'm enjoying the music. Hey, Chris Bryan here, also along with Austin Price. Monday afternoon, a darn nice Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Maybe thinking about investing in your future tonight. Powerball, $183 million. $84.5 million, that is your cash option, heading out the door. Play wisely on that one, and good luck to you. Speaking of playing wisely, who won those tickets?
Yes, that prize goes to Aaron from, let's see if I can find out where he's from. Aaron from Pensacola. Surprise.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening, Aaron. Great. You're going to like these tickets.
Yeah, I think he actually very recently won a pair of tickets to Pensacon, so he's been on fire recently.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, yeah. He's a quick
what
draw.
Does he have, us on speed dial or something? Or
I don't know, but he's the guy to beat if you want tickets, clearly.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. The Renaissance Fair is always a trip, in my opinion. It is just so darn crazy. You just got to love it. And mm-hmm. You know what is a good idea? I don't know if they'll let you do this at Five Flags or not, but I know here when the event was down in the park off 17th, you could bring your lawn chair. You know, sit down, watch it.
Right.
I don't know if they'll let lawn chairs in. I'm not sure.
That's
something to consider.
Yes, yes. Just have it in the back seat of your car.
All right.
Just in case.
You and I were talking about this earlier this afternoon. President Trump going to Daytona. And along with the good president, accompanied by his granddaughter, 5-year-old Carolina, who wore red shoes and a white Make America Great hat again. Hey, she was cute. This little blonde girl was absolutely killed the audience. She stood alongside the president as he was interviewed on Fox's exclusive race coverage. That was just something else. I think if anything people remember, not if outside of being a racing fan, right, would be Trump's appearance, of course, there with his young granddaughter and the Beast going around the track and talking to the crowd as he's going around live on the microphone mm-hmm. in the car.
Right.
Now, that was pretty darn special. You know what I'm saying? Thunderbirds flew over. They did a nice flyover on the show. It just great. Oh, by the way, secondary here, a guy named William Byron became the youngest driver to win multiple Daytona 500s. There's your Daytona race winner. But he was kind of buried.
Yeah, with Trump, his granddaughter, and that one guy who won.
You know, and he even did a flyover in Air Force One before actually landing in Daytona International Airport. They did a flyover over the airfield before he actually landed and drove over. Mm. But it was all a spectacular day. And yeah, a little bit of rain, but all in all, Trump made the day. It was spectacular.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what else is spectacular? You know who else made history? Orlando Magic two-way guard Mac McClung. He became the first player in NBA history to win three straight dunk contests. He was given perfect 50s on each of his four dunks, beating out San Antonio Spurs guard Stephon Castle in the final round. Orlando's Anthony Black participated in the Rising Star, scoring 4 points in about 8 minutes of action for Team T. Magic's next game is Thursday at the Atlanta Hawks. I just want to say this about Mac. I feel kind of sorry for the guy because there's a lot of pressure on him, and let me explain why. He becoming the face of the dunk contest is something that people will tell you is not good for the NBA. It's not good for the dunk contest because, and I mean this literally, he's a no-name player outside of this. He never gets NBA action. So to see a player that is so little known outside of the dunk contest and he's dominating like he is, it's a testament to how far the dunk contest has fallen. However, he's getting a lot of praise because his excitement that he brings to it is seen as like the main thing keeping the dunk contest alive. Mm-hmm. So this dude, he's like a testament to its downfall, but he's the only thing keeping it afloat. I feel so sorry for Mac McClung.
Okay, shift your emotions here for a second. Okay,
I wipe my tears.
Okay, here's a good NBA. You're talking about the good NBA emotions. Let me take you to the other side of the equation here. Longtime NBA coach and former player in hot water with the law, Jared Max has the story.
The Dallas Mavericks have suspended assistant coach and former NBA point guard Darrell Armstrong following his arrest Saturday, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police in Dallas say they responded to a call 3:45 a.m. local time. According to Fox 4 in Dallas, Armstrong was arguing with his girlfriend. Police say the 56-year-old former NBA player hit her with a gun on the right side of her face and threatened to kill her. The woman told police Armstrong had been drinking. The Dallas Mavericks say they're gathering information and that the employee has been placed on administrative suspension pending the outcome of legal proceedings. Jared Max, Fox News.
Man, and I thought I felt sorry for Mac McClung. I feel sorry for her, and I feel sorry for the Mavericks organization. We already know why. Also, wanted to touch on this. The SEC and Big Ten, they're getting some momentum in building to further expand the college football playoff to 14 or 16 teams, assigning multiple automatic qualifiers per league, as many as four each for themselves. We've already heard about that. And finalize a scheduling arrangement together that may fetch millions in additional revenue from TV partners. This is according to Yahoo Sports, and it's been swirling around for a bit. Chris, a lot of people are summing this up as, especially the SEC, just being upset that they were, by their own definition, snubbed after this last season with, we only got three teams in, and, you know, even though none of them won anything, we're trying to keep up. We don't want to be down here with the rest of these conferences. We want to have our own standard and blah, blah, blah. Is this them trying to cope with that?
It's just all marketing. Just don't even get so wrapped up in it. It's all about the mighty dollar. Go ahead.
It is about the dollar.
Cue the OJs. Money, 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 money. That's the song we should be playing right now because this is all what this is all about.
Well, and we know it's bigger than the SEC because the Big Ten's doing it too. The Big Ten just won the last two national titles, and they're still doing it.
Okay, money, 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 money. Bullying. Thank you. It was a good explanation, though.
Well done.
Yeah. Bullying accusations between two former NFL teammates are being walked back now. What is this all about? Here's Jared Max.
Former NFL offensive lineman Jonathan Martin has been trying to move on from an identity he's been associated with for over a decade as the former player on the Miami Dolphins, who, according to a report by NFL hired attorney Ted Wells, was the victim of a pattern of harassment by then-Dolphins players Richie Incognito, Mike Pouncey, and John Jerry, which led Jonathan Martin to check into a hospital for his mental health. On social media, he had posted, "When you're a bully victim and a coward, your options are suicide or revenge." Martin recently told ESPN, "I never believed for a second I was being bullied." He said this idea of being a victim came from his mother. Incognito, who was suspended by the Dolphins at the time, wrote on social media Sunday of Martin, he couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit, and his mom blamed me. Jared Max, Fox News.
You know, you were telling me you had a story about NFL bullying, and I remember the Incognito story from years ago. I had no idea that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
My goodness. Richie Incognito is a jerk.
Okay, be honest with me. did you get an opportunity to see the USA-Canada hockey game?
I know that there was a lot of fighting.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at here is, you know, I'll bet you people remembered the fight more than they did the outcome of the game. And you know, it was nasty. First 9 seconds, they had three fights. You know, I like a good gloves throwdown every now and then.
Yeah.
But not,
it's part of the hockey tradition.
But not the first 9 seconds. I mean, that was it just reeked politics is what it was, you know, and get back to the game of hockey, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me set it up for you. U.S. beat Canada. This was Saturday night in the Four Nations game, but not before Canada fans voiced their disapproval about President Trump's plan to admit Canada as the 51st state during the U.S. national anthem. Christina Coleman has more.
Hockey fans in Montreal booed loudly during our national anthem last night before the game between the U.S. and Canada. Take a listen to that again. So the Canadian fans booed, even though the public address announcer asked the crowd to kindly respect the anthems and the players that represent each country. But that clearly didn't happen. And if that wasn't enough, three different fights broke out on the ice within 9 seconds of the game starting. Swinging punches, a helmet comes off, tension clearly running high. Now, this all went down during the Four Nations face-off game between the U.S. and Canada. This international hockey tournament features the best players in the world.
I would watch UFC if I really wanted to watch that stuff.
Right.
You know, come on. I want to watch hockey.
I got to tell you, the one funny thing I took away from it is that some people on social media, of course, American patriots, after the U.S. won, they were referring to Canada as number 51. That's so mean. That is so petty. But whatever. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the
room. You're laughing about this thing, and I'm trying to figure out why.
It's so petty. Social media is always so petty.
But everything is true on social media.
That
we
too.
Have to remember that and take that to the bank. Every single thing on social media is absolutely true.
Just past 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. Again, that is Generator Source. You can find them at generatorsource.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Some of that holiday traffic, as I like to call it, with it being President's Day. Do have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road, though, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, we're sitting at 58 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 62. It's going to be a rainy evening, low of 49.
4:47 News Radio 92.3. Did you ever go to Dodge's Convenience Store to eat chicken?
Not to eat chicken, but I have gone there.
Oh, yeah. I used to love their chicken. I mean, I think they were really known for that. But let me, and the reason I bring that up is just for a reference point, okay? So take it to that. Remember, Dodge's Convenience Store, reference point.
Okay.
All right. Change is coming to Chick-fil-A on 9 Mile Road. The restaurant is preparing to close and relocate. Did you notice the Bill Malusian pause there?
Uh-huh.
He taught me. Guy Fox, pause now. Okay, the Bill Malusian pause there. The restaurant is preparing to close and relocate across the street on the former site of Dodge's Convenience Store.
Wow.
So where Dodge's is now, that's where Chick-fil-A is going to be.
Okay.
The exact address, if you want to put that in there, and so you can have all your coordinates, 1710 East 9 Mile Road. Chick-fil-A plans to demolish the existing convenience store and construct the new restaurant there.
Fusackley's can't be happy about that.
I wouldn't think so. I would not think so.
Speaking of chickens and drama in their world, a bird flu vaccine for them now has the green light. The Department of Agriculture gave conditional approval Friday to Zoetis, a company which started updating its vaccine in 2022. Millions of chickens have been killed to stop the spread, causing a massive spike in egg prices. Not cool.
No, this isn't cool either. European leaders meeting in Texas. I mean, in Texas, in Paris, big difference.
Quite a difference.
Big difference here.
Yeah.
Now it gets to a point of like, I can't even read my writing any longer. A European leaders meeting in Paris, they're discussing the war in Ukraine and how to deal with Donald Trump. Jeff Paul has more from London.
These talks in Paris today were described as informal, but also as an emergency meeting in response to the Trump administration's strong push for a peace deal between both Ukraine and Russia. However, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who was at the talk, says this is all very premature, and he even said he's a little irritated.
People are talking here about possible variants of outcomes over the heads of Ukraine, about the outcome of peace talks that have not taken place.
As a key ally, French President Emmanuel Macron welcoming the leaders of Germany, the UK, Italy, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands, Denmark, and the EU. Now, prior to the meeting, President Macron reportedly spoke with President Trump for roughly 20 minutes over the phone, but the details of that phone call were not revealed.
And the NAACP warning companies that have been rolling back DEI initiatives. Since President Trump took office, he signed executive orders targeting those programs, and the NAACP published its Black Consumer Advisory over the weekend, calling the administration's moves a direct attack on Black economic progress and painting them as an effort to reverse gains made in civil rights and social justice.
Okay, so you thought we were going to be giving you a kind of a blow-by-blow review on the SS United States coming out of Philadelphia and cruising.
Right.
It's been delayed. That's why you haven't heard us talking about that today. The departure of the ship from Philadelphia has been rescheduled for Wednesday. This is due to high wind conditions. The ship will begin moving south down the Delaware River at low tide 12:51 Wednesday afternoon. Tugboats will begin to position her off Pier 80 2 to 3 hours before low tide. Do you want to track her progress? This is really neat. I checked it out. This is really, really something neat. If you want to track the progress of the United States all the way to Mobile, here's what you do. And if you didn't get this while you're driving, please don't try to take it down while you're driving. Yeah, pull over if you want to. But or you can text us, 850-437-1620. We will be happy to give you this link address. The link is destinfwb.com/explore/ecotourism/SSUS. You see, that's too much. So if you can't get that, you can text us. We'll be happy to pass it along for you because it's really pretty cool. 850-437-1620.
All righty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, there was a store heist, a store robbery. But what the gentlemen were stealing may surprise you. Details on what it was and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about Carolyn Leavitt's second press conference and the concerns about a constitutional crisis, so-called. Also, the Elon Musk Oval Office interview, very fascinating stuff. Sheriff Bob Johnson told us about two traffic stops that wound up being much more significant events. And was there disappointment at the halftime show of the Super Bowl an indictment of the show or maybe an indictment of us? Listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Okay. I just had to think about that for a second.
I bet you did.
Okay, which one was that one? Hey, recruitment of emergency responders in Escambia County getting pretty darn serious. Needs your attention. The shortage of emergency responders in the county continues. The county, by the way, is still offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus, which comes along with a 3-year commitment. So if you're looking at that, also if you're looking at maybe purchasing a home or selling, buying a home, mortgage rates down slightly today, just below the 7% level. Home buyers, home sellers are watching the mortgage numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.96%. Average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.41%.
All righty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. News, traffic, and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for being safe out there. Do have some minor backups on I-10 westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that is to be expected this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 58 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 62, low of 49.
Last week we spoke to Milton City Manager Ed Spears. He has that list, of course, of the five candidates who remain in the running as Milton's next chief of police. We spoke to him. He has interviews today and tomorrow, and he asked that we touch back with him towards the end of the week. So probably Thursday or Friday, we'll come back and regroup with Milton City Manager Ed Spears in terms of who will be the next chief of police in Milton. Surely it's Captain America, but boy, that movie did pretty well over the weekend. Captain America Brave New World debuts at the top spot at the weekend box office. Deb Valentine has the numbers.
Captain America Brave New World delivering a heroic $88.5 million in its box office debut.
I don't want a variable out there that I can't control.
Stop!
Captain America caught without his wings.
Despite unfavorable reviews, the 35th entry in Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe ranks as the biggest opening weekend of the year. Captain America wasn't the only newcomer to movie theaters. Sony's Paddington in Peru opening in second place with $13 million. Sony's gory slasher Heart Eyes notching the number 3 spot with $10 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And I mentioned this before the break, a store that sells Legos in Washington State was hit by burglars who stole thousands of dollars worth of collector sets. The suspects backed a U-Haul truck up to the front door of Sasquatch Bricks and in about 5 minutes loaded the high-valued collectibles into the truck. Lego has seen the target of thieves across the country, across the country because retired sets are expensive. The Pierce County Sheriff's Office reviewing video from a resident in the building.
Okay, foiling week, 7 days away, 1 week from today. Sailors from around the globe is going to be in Pensacola for the International Water Sport Event, Feb 24th through March 2nd. During the weekend of March 1st, Community Maritime Parks transforming into a raced village for the public to, it's for a place to watch the races up close, so you might want to take that in just a week away from that. Consumers are still paying a lot of money to get a new car after a new federal regulation is struck down. Jeff Manasso has more in Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit struck down a rule before it went into effect that advocates say would have made the car buying process more transparent and saved consumers billions. The Combating Auto Retail Scams Trade Regulation, or CARS rule, was aimed at giving consumers the exact price dealers pay for cars plus any additional fees up front, and would have barred hidden junk fees and bait-and-switch tactics. The Federal Trade Commission estimates the rule would have saved consumers more than $3.4 billion and cut down on the time it takes to buy a car by 72 million hours each year. Critics like the National Automobile Dealers Association say the FTC's research was rushed and poorly researched and skipped the notice and comment process. No word yet if the FTC will try again to pass the proposed regulation. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Alrighty, and Netflix is releasing a documentary today on the 2021 murder of Gabby Petito. In the doc, it's revealed that she called an ex-boyfriend hours before her death. The new 3-part docuseries shows never-before-seen text messages, police body cam footage, and excerpts from Petito's journal.
Okay, if you're a person that watches the calendar and like, I got 3 days to do this, 4 days to do that, let me contribute to that. In less than 4 days, a new mint-flavored treat coming to a drive-thru near you. We're talking about the Girl Scouts teaming up with Wendy's, offering that new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. That will go on sale This Friday, and the days are getting longer as spring creeps a lot closer. 20 days until DST, Daylight Savings Time, begins Sunday, March the 9th. Spring officially arrives in 31 days on March the 20th. Now, since I have thoroughly confused you with all of these numbers, you can always text us, and we'll be happy to do that. Coming up, we're going to be talking about that plane crash in Toronto earlier this afternoon. Sports and a lot more. Hold on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.